Hello and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. Today, coming live from Ashtonbury Football Stadium in Bristol. I've wrote down here, it's a crisp, but I think lovely Tuesday morning, but I realise it was dark when I was last outside. So I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll just say it. Everyone will believe it. We are back to share some more marketing insights. My name's James Marriott. Let's meet our guest. Hello.
Hi, I'm Cathy.
Cathy, tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Yeah, so I'm currently a marketing lead at a digital mapping platform, Broadland App. So it's a small organisation, so my role is very broad across the entire marketing mix. So I support the team in kind of like getting our message out there, helping our users to find out about Land App. And supporting the sales team, kind of getting those leads in as well. Outside of that, I also sit on the board of a charity in South Bristol that is all about like reducing health inequality. So I kind of like support and advise on a marketing perspective for them as well.
So tell me a little bit more. Tell me what Land App is all about then. What does Land App do? What's it to do with?
Yeah, so we are, as I said, a digital land mapping platform. So we help people mostly in the agricultural sector, so farmers, but then kind of like their land agents, etc., to map their land that they currently have and more easily plan for the future. So that sets through funding applications or going, hey, I want to do this with my land, I've got an opportunity, like how can I digitally do that in a easier way. So you might have seen our maps on Jeremy Talks and Smart.
Right.
They printed it off and talk about it on the farm there, but we are a digital platform there.
That's wonderfully high tech, isn't it? You make a lovely digital product and then someone prints it out. It's like when you send someone an email and they go, print it out and then come and talk to you about it. I'm like, what's the point in that? Okay, so I feel like you're perhaps moving in a space that I'm not massively familiar with, but also I've probably never really had any conversations with anyone with regards to how that works from a marketing point of view. When I think about agriculture, I know how wrong I'm going to be when I say this, but I default to thinking it's probably really old-fashioned, it's all, very kind of analog way of doing things, stuck in its ways a little bit. And I know for well it's probably right at the cutting edge of technology. It's just in my brain I think about farmers in lovely kind of twill jackets and wellies and stuff like that, and don't think about the marketing side of it. So working in that kind of space or close to that space, I imagine comes with some challenges and probably some really kind of good opportunities as well. So just talk to us a little bit about kind of the quirks maybe of being kind of around that agricultural space.
Yeah, well, I think firstly, you're definitely not wrong. There is a really broad mix in our audience. The average farmer is in their 60s. So a lot of our audience are not very tech savvy at all. So that is a challenge that we face, yeah, is trying to actually convince people of the value of using technology to help them to manage their land and make their businesses more resilient. So we do kind of use like a mix of digital and more traditional marketing to be able to reach those audiences. But then, as you say, there are people who are really on the cutting edge of technology who are coming to us to say, actually, no, we really want the product to be able to do X, Y, and Z because this is a specific need that we have. It's really about like trying to balance and really, really understanding each of our audiences and how best to actually communicate with them across like the whole marketing mix. So it is an amazing challenge, I would say. And I think something that kind of highlights this, the other day we did some filming, so video is really important to us.
Right.
I think everyone, ultimately you're communicating to people, whether they are a 60-year-old farmer who doesn't really want a mobile phone, or whether they are working for a GIS platform and they really want to like more easily be able to integrate their mapping across a really large organization.
Yep. Okay.
So we spent the morning talking to a wonderful beef farmer who had been 7 generations on the same land, very small herd, very like passionate about the sustainability of her land. And then in the afternoon, we spoke to a salad grower who's also a processor, showing us the factory and how they like bag and clean and wash all of these salads. But they were using the same product. They had slightly different benefits from it.
Yep.
But ultimately, it was the same product that was helping them to achieve their goals. So, yeah, okay. It's really nice.
When I kind of think about the average conversation that I have about marketing, it will probably go down the route of maybe talking, it might be talking about, you know, searchability, SEO. It might be talking about Google Ads. There's a good chance that it will talk a bit about social media and perhaps things like, I don't know, using memes, things that really catch people's attention. That's kind of like the pretty sort of standard marketing stuff. What's important in your space then? Is any of that stuff just as relevant or more or less relevant?
Yeah, I think for us, social media is really important. The different channels have very different audiences. I know you spoke about memes then. Something that at LandApp, we are a purpose-driven organization. Like, mm-hmm. We were founded to help people make sustainable choices with land. 70% of the UK's farmland, UK's land is farmland, and we are in a climate crisis. So there is a growing responsibility for farmers to make those sustainable choices. And so we have really want that to kind of come across in all of the marketing that we do. So when we think about like the social media channels that we're using, we're not trying to just like jump on trends or share viral content. We are trying to like help our audiences to be able to make those sustainable decisions whilst also having a business and remaining resilient. And our website is super important to us.
Yeah, of course.
As a digital platform, that's how people log in.
So if I asked you for an example of something that's worked really well, something that you've done that's been absolutely on point, what would you give me?
So recently, and I don't know how much you know about the farming funding environment, but basically the government announced that one of the funding schemes that they run, which is Good Countryside Stewardship, anyone who is in that will not be rolling over from December. And it's affecting a lot of farmers. A lot of farmers rely on these schemes to be able to do the more like sustainability-focused pieces of work that are outside their general like growing practices.
Yep.
And it was obviously like a massive thing in our industry. A lot of people were up in arms about
it. Yeah, I can imagine.
For us, it's really important that when we're talking about things like this, we're not just adding fuel to the fire. We're not making it harder for farmers to be able to make those decisions. We're not inspiring people to go, okay, well, I'm just going to rip everything up and I'm going to intensively plant as much as I can. So we were able to use some of the tech that we have available in our product to create a really nice visual map of where in the UK had been affected. Well, it's actually just in England. How many farms have been affected? And be able to bring something more to the conversation and share that online than just fear-mongering and fanning the flames. And actually, like, it went viral within our within our industry.
Right.
With a lot of people kind of being like, okay, this needs to be on the desks of DEFRA. Like, this needs to be in these conversations. People reaching out to us saying, hey, can we use your content and credit you across, you know, what we're talking about? So for us, that was really important because it aligns with our values as a brand. It clearly, like, hit a nerve within what's happening in the industry at the moment. And then, from a marketing perspective, like, we got a lot of free visibility and connections with new organisations who wanted to be able to share the work that we'd done. And it didn't harm that, you know, we used our platform to create the graphic that we shared.
Yeah. it's dead important that as well, isn't it? Because I think one of my frustrations with some areas of marketing is that it kind of becomes, and I'll use the phrase, and it's maybe not entirely relevant here, but this kind of like paralysis by analysis. There's just a lot of numbers, lots of stats, and that sometimes can be quite powerful, but we live in a world where people are engaged by things a little bit beyond just pure like numbers. You know, they make a good point, but being able to visualize things is really powerful. Is there anything that kind of really doesn't work in the space that you operate?
I'm sure there's plenty of things that we've tried that haven't quite worked. We do try and do a lot of thought leadership, so we're still trying to work out how do we get that, what is ultimately really interesting information. And I think particularly in the agricultural industry, we are in a period of transition, and a lot of people don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's kind of like we were talking earlier about AI, where you don't really know. There's a lot of people with a lot of opinions, but the stakes are high as well. So we're trying to, how do we get the everyday farmer engaged with this quite high level thought leadership about the future of their industry, when actually their day-to-day struggles are, how am I going to harvest today when it's raining, or, you know, all the things that you do see, again, on Clarkson's farm.
yeah. That's a really fascinating equation to try and solve. Do you think there's things that that you do within the agricultural space that maybe other industries and other marketers in different spaces could learn from?
Well, I've only been in the agricultural space for 2 years, so I don't profess to be any sort of
absolutely putting you on the spot there with this question.
But so at the moment we're working with Waitrose to support them with their Farming for Nature program.
Yep.
About mapping supply chains and understanding that in the UK.
Yep.
We're working together at the moment on creating story-based visual content. It's nothing groundbreaking, but we're really excited, and we think that being able to create that shareable content, particularly for farmers, is really key, because it can be harder to engage them as a B2B audience, because a lot of them don't see themselves as just businesses. You know, this is their home, this is their culture. It's not just a business to them.
That makes sense. We, you kind of ever so slightly kind of skirted around the subject a second ago, but this is, I mean, we are more than 10 minutes into this. It's probably the longest I've gone on this podcast without us talking about AI. Where does that fit in for you? Because often it's kind of like one of the first things that people mention when they talk about kind of what they're working on and stuff like that. But it hasn't dominated this conversation at all, which is really interesting. So where does it fit in, or does it not fit in?
There is definitely a space for AI in the work that we're doing as an organisation and also in marketing. As I mentioned earlier, like, we are a small team. There's me doing the marketing, and I've got a content assistant as well. So we really need that capacity from AI to be able to support us to create more content, or to be able to broaden what we're able to produce. So actually, I just dropped in on one of the seminars, and they were talking about Content Hub in HubSpot. So we do use that within our workflows. It's something that we are putting effort into, like really understanding exactly what it is that we need it to do at this point. So I don't think we have any of the answers right now. We're in that discovery phase of, this is a really useful tool. I can see the advantages of it. We do need to make use of it, but how are we going to do that in the most effective way?
Yeah.
And how are we going to do that in a way that ensures that we stick to our values? There's a lot of excitement about AI, and I'm that person at work who's like, we still also have to think about the ethics, about, you know, how it was created, who has programmed things, what the data is used for afterwards, and how we are, you know, I have a graphic design degree, and how do we as an organization feel about using AI that has been illegally, in some cases, trained on graphics and illustrations created by artists who are now facing unemployment to create graphics quickly. Like, how much do we need that versus how much are people just excited about a new tool? So, complex feelings on AI.
Yeah, no, I mean, great points. Really, really well made. I think there are people that don't think at all about the ethical side of that, or even like it's a legal side. This is not necessarily about ethics. A lot of this is just about straightforward theft. It's really good to highlight that. So thank you. That's brilliant. If anyone wants to find out more either about LandApp or maybe they kind of want to engage with you and find out more about the work that you're up to, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, to find out about LandApp, yes, that's our website, which is thelandapp.com. We did a Facebook a few years ago and dropped the from our name, but not from our domain name. And we're also on LinkedIn and Instagram as well as at LandApp. I'm on LinkedIn as Cathy Evans.
Brilliant. Cathy, it's been lovely. Thank you very much for your time and enjoy the rest of your day here at Marketing Showcase.
Thank you so much.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.